You are listening to WMFO in Medford. Welcome to Fast and Loose, a radio hour provided by me, your DJ, Nate Rubright. We'll be waking up together this morning, so I hope you enjoy what we have on tap. Thank you.
No caress, no caress, no caress. we take. Ooh, love, love, the never.
And tunes and lovers cannot hold me back no more. I work alone. Take take it in your heart now, lover. Take it in your heart. Take it in your heart.
Where we all go from.
All right. Good morning, everybody out there in Medford, Somerville, / internet land. My name's Nate Rubright. Welcome to Fast and Loose. Your radio hour here on the early Tuesday morning time slot. We're going to be waking up together. I'll run through what I just played. We had Slip Away by Perfume Genius, Closer by Emma Jensen, Childhood Dreams by Ari, or A-R-Y, as I have heard. And then just last, we played the new single by Gorillaz. It was called Andromeda, featuring D-R-A-M. I don't know if you noticed, but Gorillaz did just drop 4 tracks. I think it was 2 days ago, which is pretty awesome. Usually, their albums come out with a lot of pomp and circumstance, and that's great because they are always some really good albums. Right now, obviously, the backing track being The National Anthem by Radiohead. I'm still kind of looking around for backing tracks. So if you have any awesome ideas, please submit them. This playlist today is dedicated to my wife who made it. That's Molly Rubright out there on her commute to Tufts Medical Center. She's a nurse. She is also a saint. And that is awesome. Because I get to live with someone who is incredible. Anyway, also, anybody else who might be commuting out there, looks like the weather's kind of turned around from yesterday. We're not going to get much rain, which is awesome. But still got a lot of weather to go before it breaks into spring. So stay with us. We got some good tracks. And come up here, a new single from Portugal, The Man. It's gotten a lot of airtime. Let's do it.
Might be over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. I've been feeling it since 1966 now. Might be I'll be ready to stay and try. Ooh, yeah. Little touch your cheek, I will always love you. Having your face hit, having your lips split by the one who loves you. Real love, real love, real love makes your lungs burn. Real love is a heart attack. Showing your mother to
you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, I got a quick message for all you guys who might be commuting or driving right now. Here's a few facts about texting and driving. Fact one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact number two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. And fact number four, this has been a public safety message from StopTextsStopRex.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now it is the morning, and I would be remiss if I didn't go through at least some of the headlines in the news and provide at least a little bit of commentary. First off, we got Carrie Lam wins the Hong Kong chief executive election, becoming the territory's first female leader. We have the former Russian MP and government critic Denis Vorkenov is shot dead in Kiev. Let's see, my favorite headline of the morning is the World Meteorological Organization adds 12 new cloud types, including the Volutis, to the International Cloud Atlas, and this has been the first update to the official cloud classification scheme since 1986. So it's been 31 years since the last time we updated the International Cloud Atlas. And it's not like we just added one. We added 12 new cloud types, meaning there's been cloud types out there that have been around since at least, I don't know, two decades ago, three decades ago. Well, I mean, I guess since, you know, all of time, or since the conjoining of the atmosphere billions of years ago, those clouds have been around, and we're finally now classifying them. I mean, all I got to say is it's about time all of that money we've been pouring into the World Meteorological Organization finally is paying off. So if you are going to a job right now and you're thinking, man, how can they afford to not show for a lot of the work we've been putting in, just think, you know, bring this up to your boss. You know, the International Cloud Atlas got updated today for the first time in 31 years. So we got time. You know, we got time to put these forms in. We got time to finish this project. We got time to increase the cycle of production and consumption. All right. That's just a little bit of information for you guys. I'm telling you, man. I think International Cloud Atlas would be a really sweet name for a band. Actually, no, there is a name. That's the band. That's the name of a movie. An extremely confusing movie, if you ever see Cloud Atlas. Here's a quick synopsis. It sort of is an ongoing story that occurs throughout many time periods. The Cloud Atlas itself is the name of a symphony written by somebody who I think for whatever reason was not, did not give its just reward. And so the music sort of persisted. Yeah, it's got Hanks in it. It's got Tom Hanks in it. It's got a couple other things. I remember seeing that movie alone in Atlantic Station in Atlanta and just being like, man, what a bunch of thoughts, you know? Just that was a whole thing. And it was, I think it was good. I think it deserves a second watch. But if you're really looking to watch something that is really going to confuse you, then there we go. Watching something that's not going to confuse you is the next Fast and the Furious movie. I was watching some TV last night, and I was watching the Penguins game last night, and it just so happened that, actually no, the Pens didn't play last night. The Oilers played last night. I was watching that game, and I noticed that this movie essentially features, I think the last one, the number 7, featured them outrunning a plane that was trying to take off. And I think I saw a little study on that was like, oh yeah, if that plane was actually taking off, that runway would have been, you know, several, like tens of miles long, which is hilarious. And then the other thing in this next movie, I guess we're going to have cars outrunning a submarine, which, you know, setting that whole system up is just going to be a masterful, just like a masterful storytelling attempt. It's going to be one of those things where it's one of those things. It's going to be one of those things where I, you know, the Fast and the Furious movies don't do a lot of setup for a lot of the things that they do. It's one of those things where I think it's just going to be Vin Diesel saying, oh man, we got to get out on the ice to outrun this sub because, you know, ride or die, something along those lines. I think it's going to be fun. You know, all those movies have just really provided a whole lot of entertainment And, you know, what movie franchise in their eighth edition is only increasing in their budget slash popularity? And it's the Fast and the Furious. And they've just, I mean, that's just a testament to the model that they've figured out and you know, what they're able to accomplish, you know, there. So, you know, hats off that, you know, Cloud Atlas probably took 30 times as much thought. The same number, the same amount, the same multiplication of thought that it took to, that it took years to add to the International Cloud Atlas, it took to make the movie Cloud Atlas in comparison to your baseline slash control of the next installment of the Fast and Furious movies. Okay, great. Let's get back to the music. We got some Future Islands. They have a new single. This is Not It. right, guys. This is Nate Rubright, and you're listening to Fast and Loose. We're about to sign off, walk you through what we just listened to. That was Future Islands Seasons. It's called Waiting on You. If you see them live, you will be happy. Local Natives just had a new single called I Saw You Close Your Eyes, and we played it. I played it. We played it. We, the formal, played it. And then that last song was a new hit by Avery called Generationals. Solid times, as always. I'll be wrapping it up here on WMFO in Medford. Thank you for listening. I'll play you guys out with a little Broken Social Scene. And of course, the backing track today was the National Anthem by Radiohead. One time in college, I met a friend because I was like, hey man, what are you up? What's up? And he was like, I don't know. What's up? And I go, do you like music? And he goes, yeah, I like Radiohead. And I go, we can be friends. And on that note, I'll see you later.
Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that.